There are many factors that sports organisations should bear in mind and consider when approaching potential sponsors. Acquiring sponsors is not just about negotiating sponsorship agreements of higher value, but also about activation and promotion, understanding your audience and reach, and being able to measure and evaluate the success of the partnership, amongst many other factors. In today's episode, we will discuss how the four fundamentals can help sports organizations achieve all of these key factors when it comes to their sponsorship agreements. Moreover, we will have a look at three success cases of organizations that successfully use the four fundamentals to achieve success in their sponsorship agreements. Before we go into how the four fundamentals work, let's quickly refresh our memory on what the four fundamentals are. The four fundamentals are a groundbreaking process innovation and transformative approach that empowers sports organizations of all sizes, across seasons and regions to harness the power of their data. By seamlessly integrating all supported data into one place, the result is not just increased sustained revenue streams, but a genuine commitment to placing fans and supporters at the heart and center of every initiative. These four fundamentals are: 1, grow your contact database continuously. 2, collect supporter data with contact information and merge it with your other data. 3, find out which supporter segments you should target with your campaigns. And 4, send relevant offers to those segments in a way that your supporters will appreciate. The four fundamentals help sports organizations understand their audience behavior, know which supporters are most likely to engage with their sponsors' activations based on their previous purchase, viewership, consumption, and overall engagement behavior, target the right supporters with the right activations that are relevant to them and match their spending levels. For example, sending a champagne activation from your official drink sponsors to your high spenders / VIP and family car activations to your supporters who usually buy family tickets. And finally, they help sports organizations evaluate the performance of sponsorship activations and respond appropriately, such as using triggered actions depending on the actions that the supporters themselves take. Let's look at some of these use cases using real-life examples of sports organizations that used the four fundamentals to take the sponsorship agreements to the next level. One club wanted to introduce an advent calendar to engage with supporters and connect them with sponsor offers during the Christmas holidays. They created advent calendars with one main sponsor impersonating Santa. They had 24 sponsors for the calendar, one for each day. Their total reach after the campaign was over 500,000 people on digital platforms, and they achieved great sponsorship revenue and better relationships with sponsors as a result. This activation also resulted in continuous database growth and engagement from supporters on a daily basis, and the club continued presenting relevant audiences to the daily sponsors afterwards, connecting B2B and B2C. Another club wanted to connect supporters to their sponsor, so they created segments to target their most loyal and active supporters. They sent emails with a message that connects supporters to the club sponsor. This resulted in an open rate of 55.94%, click-to-open rate of 20.18%, and a click-through rate of 11.29%, with more than 2,300 supporters getting in touch with sponsors. Finally, another club managed to successfully build a loyal community using triggered actions while also increasing engagement with sponsors. Triggered actions, a feature in the DataTalk Sports platform, allows sports organizations to send automated emails and SMSs to their supporters based on the supporters' actions and behavior. This particular club started a membership sales campaign. Whenever someone became a member, they would receive a series of emails in the following days and weeks. First, they would receive a welcome message that thanked them for joining and provided them with basic material and information specifically created for members. Thereafter, the members would receive something special, an exclusive discount code to purchase the team's jersey at a reduced price. In the third communication, the supporters received a message that involved the sponsors, highlighting the perks and discounts that the members could get from the club's partners and affiliates, such as vouchers and coupons. This personalized approach strengthened the club's connection and communication with the fans, but also increased commercial returns through merchandise sales and enhanced sponsorship engagement. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. Remember to follow us on your podcast platform of choice to never miss an episode. Share this with your colleagues too. Join me next time for another wonderful episode. Thank you.